Seems like every year we ask you about Don Capers. Has much changed with his defense over the last few years?
Oh, yeah, he's a defensive coordinator every year. I mean, there's a few wrinkles here and there. Personnel has changed a little bit. You know that you're going to get some different looks, and they're gonna spin it and show you different blitzes and different coverages. So he does a good job of mixing it up.
How are they using Peppers, and how often are they moving him around?
With their 3-4. You know, you go to nickel, you see some 4-down, but then they throw in some 3-4 still. He shows up on tape. You know, every game he's making a few plays here and there and getting after the passer. So still got a lot left.
Jay Martellus has talked about his sharper attention to detail in the offense. Have you noticed that? And if so, what have you noticed about it?
He's definitely doing exactly what we want him to do. And which is a good thing. There's no gray area when it comes to me and him on Sunday and doing what Coach wants him to do, and Andy and the rest of the guys. That he's doing a good job, and I think he's paying off for him, which he likes. He likes a lot.
Matt's got, he's got a lot of pride. Is he down at all over his start, or is he just kind of keeping?
We're all prideful guys, but at the end of the day, there's no one that's more team first than I think Matt Forte. He knows what the last two games, what we were going against, and it wasn't going to be a free for all in the run game. And he got some touches to the pass game, and whenever he did get his number called in the run game, especially late in the game, he was able to power forward and get some 3 yards, some 4 yards, some 5 yard gains, pick up some key first downs for us. We know at the end of the day, going forward this season, there's going to be games where we're going to have to ride Matt Forte, and he's going to have to do a bulk of this offense for us.
Can you relate to Aaron Rodgers asking his fan base to relax after a full start?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd advise him to do that, though. Sometimes that can backfire on you. He's still a heck of a player. I mean, you watch the games, and he's taking care of the ball, protection-wise. They're having a few issues, I think. But he's winning against the Jets. You know, we win against the Jets just like he did. We watched the film, and he's running around. They're asking a lot of him to make plays outside the pocket and outside the structure of the play, which gets difficult at times.
So you haven't thrown interceptions since the game. And obviously, every game, ball protection is key. Mm-hmm. But has that been any more of a priority? Have you found yourself, pulling back when you thought you might be able to make a throw, something you might have done before that you didn't do now?
I think just second year in the offense and just seeing how Chess calls game and how important ball security is and turnovers are, maybe not just second year, though, just as you mature as a quarterback, it's definitely evolved and it's definitely in the forefront of my mind. Let's punt it. Our defense is playing well. Interest is going to call up more shots for us. We're going to get more opportunities.
Is the red zone efficiency part of that attention to detail for the entire offense, not just Martellus
Reuben Hurts? Yeah, kind of just making some plays down there with the guys. We've got big, tall guys, and they're kind of just making some plays. The last couple of games, we went against some defenses that we see some junky defenses, and it's some one-on-one battles, make some plays outside the pocket, throw some jump balls up, and, the guys on the outside are doing a good job for me.
Notice anything different about Marty after he came back from the suspension?
I had to think about that. It was a while ago. I think he definitely took it to heart. When you take away football, which is I think is something he loves very much, it's going to affect him, and he's going to have to get some perspective and think about his choices on the field and how he operates on a day-to-day basis. And I think he took it to heart. I think he took it as a chance to learn more about himself and how he interacts with guys and what's important to him. And it turned out to be a positive experience for him.
Jay, you talked about when you faced the 49ers, how Coach Fangio liked to mix up some of their coverage. Do you see similarities in how Capers likes to use the secondary in the back seven?
Yeah, that's a good point. Last couple of games, even the Jets, Rex and those guys, they'd mix it up. So they do a good job of mixing up fronts and behind that mixing up coverages, rolling to two when they blitz or giving you a quarters look or dropping eight. It's always a mixture. I think defenses are going to that more so now than ever. It's hard to get tendencies and reads. You know, you get the read sheet and it's 50-50 or, you know, 55%. So you don't really know what's going to happen.
How do you think the offense changes without a fullback? Or without Tony more specifically?
Yeah, he was our only guy we had. He was hurt early on, so we didn't really get to use him as much. We're kind of developing more into a nickel team anyway. It's good to always have one in there just for some of the stuff that we had in play. I think with some of the guys we have, they're versatile enough to fill that role of Dante. You can put Marty back there. So we got some guys that can kind of fill it, and that's the direction we're going to have to go.
You're the only guy in the locker room whose record against Green Bay we know, Chicago knows. What effect does that have on you as you prepare for this game?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I know it's not a winning record, but the pass is the pass. I think with this team and with this coaching staff, we don't really worry about what happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future. We worry about today. We had a good practice today. Tomorrow we'll take care of tomorrow, which is red zone for us, and then Saturday and Sunday will come, and we'll do the best that we can in that moment.
For a guy like Clay Matthews, is he just one of those players every time before a snap you always got to know where he is and then move him around a little bit?
Well, they've moved him around a lot more this year. He's filling a little bit different role for him this year, playing a little bit more linebacker, playing behind the ball some. He's not always up on the line of scrimmage, so we'll know where he's at in some different fronts. I think he got a little bit banged up last game, so we'll see what he does this game. But you're definitely right. The guys up front will have a good beat on him as we go throughout the game.
From the standpoint of time, game management, how important is it to get the running game going in terms of time possession and perhaps keeping a lead when you've got them?
Those stats sometimes get a little bit skewed. We just want to be efficient with our runs. We want to get 4 or 5 a clip and keep teams honest. If you're scoring points but you only have the ball for 2 minutes, it's not really an issue because you're scoring points. Whenever you can't run the ball and you can't score points, that's whenever you start having some problems. So as long as we're running the ball efficiently and giving Matt a fair amount of chances to do it and we're scoring points, I think we'll be okay.
Injuries have added up on the defensive side of the ball for you guys. How impressed are you with the young rookies stepping up?
Doing great. They're doing great. All those guys, we're throwing a lot of guys in there, a lot of guys that have to kind of jump in throughout the game. They're not getting a lot of practice reps. The guys are going down, and we're just kind of throwing them in there and keep on rolling. It's a credit to Phil and the scouting department and all those guys, how hard do they work, and making sure that we get guys that can play right away.
Similar question with your line. Last year you didn't have to worry about it at all. Mm-hmm. You've already had two new guys. Again, just update on how well they've done.
Done a great job. I mean, it's not going to get any harder than it was last week. I hope not, anyway. We showed every look, every blitz, kind of in the book, and they handled it really well. We missed maybe one thing, but other than that, they did a great job. So they're talking. I think Brian's a calming influence in there for those guys. He's played a lot of snaps, been in a similar offense, in New Orleans, been in big time games and knows how to deal with it. And Bushy's about as calm as they come. And the two young guys on the right are getting better and better each game. And I think Michael is just kind of fitting right there in the middle with those guys and doing a good job communicating and making sure he's on the same page.
Three games, a small sample size, but around the league, a lot of big name quarterbacks have gotten off to somewhat slow starts. Yeah. Have you noticed that? And does that speak to anything except for maybe just how hard it is to stay consistent in that position?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think, me and Kyle were talking about, defenses are just getting harder and harder. It's getting more complex, I think, each and every year. And defenses' own awareness of what they do defensively is extremely high. They're not gonna play 4 games and keep doing the same thing over and over again. They're gonna keep mixing it up, and it gets to be difficult. And it's hard for a play caller, and it's hard on the quarterbacks. But like you said, the sample size is really small. I think a lot of these really good guys are they'll find a way to turn it back over and get back to where they need to be.
Jay, even though you guys lost the last game last season, did you take anything away from your performance against that particular team that either lifts you going forward or changes your mindset about the way you play against the Packers?
You know, I think it goes back to David's question. We don't really, we watched it last year. We watched, we take a look at it before this game, but we're not really that worried about what happened last year. We're kind of in this moment, and we'll go from there.
Jay, is there a potential positive? Yeah, I noticed that it seemed like the Jets turned up the pressure a little bit more when Brandon came out. Does that help you now moving forward as you face some of these more complex blitz schemes?
As far as?
Seeing opportunities down the field and, you know, in wake of the blitzers.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of how they operate. They were down by two scores. They wanted to get the ball back. We were driving, and they're a blitz team. They weren't going to let us just sit back there and try to pick them apart. That being said, we've got a lot of work with some other guys. With Brandon being out, not being able to practice that much, Alshon not being able to practice that much, so we have a comfort level with a lot of guys. I think Marty's stepping up his game. He's becoming a go-to guy in one-on-one matchups, and then Alshon. Hasn't got maybe as many touches, but whenever he has made his catches, he's made some big plays for us.